Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Autobiography of Eleanor Roosevelt by Anna Eleanor Roosevelt. Afterword by Nancy Roosevelt Ireland. Read by Tavia Gilbert.
I want to say in this book a special word of thanks to Miss Eleanor Denniston. I could not have done alone the long and tedious job of cutting that was necessary to abbreviate the three volumes into one, nor have added the parts which seemed necessary for a better understanding and for bringing the volume up to date. Miss Denniston is a most patient, capable, and helpful co-worker. Without her, this volume could never have been produced. I thank her warmly and express here my deep appreciation and pleasure in working with her at all times. Eleanor Roosevelt. Preface. This is both an abbreviated and an augmented edition of my autobiography. Abbreviated because, as far as possible, material of only passing interest has been eliminated, augmented by the addition of new material that brings the book up to date. When I first embarked on the story of my life, the chief problem I faced was to decide what to put in. Now, in preparing this shorter version, I have had to decide what to leave out. In both cases, the major difficulty lay in trying to see myself and my activities, and what happened to me within the framework of a larger picture. It is not easy to attain this kind of perspective, because for me, as for almost everyone, I think, the things that mattered most have not been the big, important things, but the small, personal things. No one, it seems to me, can really see his own life clearly any more than he can see himself, as his friends or enemies can.